Welcome all to this month's investor briefing. Before I begin, may I ask people where possible to mute their phones to minimize any background noise? This briefing will be recorded and will be available on our website, investable.com, to download after this call. Lastly, this briefing is an informal one, so if you have any questions, feel free to interrupt, and there will also be a Q&A session at the end. All right. Welcome all to the 2025 Month 5 Investable ETR briefing that covers the trading period from the 1st of May to the 31st of May 2025. Hopefully, you'll find it interesting as we look closer at what's happening within the Credet Group. Firstly, Paul will show you some of the work that goes on at our deal desk and some of the potential projects him and the team are looking at. Next, Neil will be discussing trade finance transactions during the month of May, and we'll give a refresh on the core principles Credet was built on. We will also be looking at segments on our monthly reports and updates on European and global economies. Then we'll look at the briefing itself and some of the key information from it, with some updates on Credet. So for our first topic, I'll hand you over to Paul, who's a member of our deal desk.
Hi, everyone. I'd like to extend my gratitude to Maria and express my hope that everyone's savoring this sunny afternoon. The deal desk, as always, is committed to maintaining momentum throughout the current quarter and into the future. One really interesting company we are currently in discussions with was established in August 2023. They are a South African-owned company making significant strides in the nation's oil and gas industry, operating as an independent BBEE Level 1 petroleum and lubricant distributor. The company is committed to delivering high-quality products, timely supply, and competitive pricing across South Africa and neighboring markets. They offer a competitive range of products and services, including petroleum products, supplying various grades of fuel to meet diverse energy needs, lubricants, providing high-quality lubricants suitable for automobile, industrial, and marine applications, storage solutions, offering storage tanks and related infrastructure to ensure safe and efficient fuel storage. The company's strength lies in its dynamic, skilled, and experienced team that drives efficiency and innovation. By staying ahead with strategic insights into global energy trends, they ensure that their clients receive superior product delivery and service. They cater to both domestic supply and export markets, positioning themselves as a trusted partner in the region's energy landscape. Their commitment to quality and timeliness has earned them a reputation for reliability and excellence. This company champions diversity and empowerment within the energy sector. Their BBEE Level 1 status underscores a commitment to inclusive economic participation and transformation in South Africa. With a focus on delivering high-quality products and services, the company is poised for continued growth and impact in South Africa's energy sector. Their dedication to innovation, empowerment, and customer satisfaction positions them as a rising force in the industry. We are also in discussions with a UK-based company that specializes in supporting motorists who've been involved in no-fault traffic accidents. Their primary service is to ensure that you get your vehicle repaired for free with no excess, no loss of no claims bonus, and often a courtesy car by billing the negligent party's insurer. Their core services include claim management. They provide complete handling of accident claims, for instance, whiplash, hit from behind incidents, cyclists and pedestrian accidents, motorcycle crashes, parked car damage, and more. They provide no-cost repairs. They coordinate repairs at participating garages paid directly by the at-fault insurer. This company stands out as a professional, regulated, and client-focused claim management firm dedicated to ensuring non-fault drivers aren't left financially or administratively burdened in the aftermath of an accident. We're in the process of structuring a deal with a UK-based company that produces plant-based foods and sells them to large, well-known retailers. This is a standout in the UK's fast-growing plant-based food sector, known for its commitment to quality, innovation, and sustainability. Founded in 2020, they set out to address a gap in the market, delivering gourmet plant-based alternatives that truly rival traditional meat in taste, texture, and satisfaction. Their mission is simple yet ambitious: to create plant-based foods that everyone can enjoy, from vegans vegetarians, flexitarians, and beyond. The company believes that making a positive dietary change should be easy and enjoyable, so it focuses on products that excel in taste, texture, and bite, using only the highest quality, natural, and sustainable ingredients. All products are made in the UK, reducing environmental impact from imports and supporting local manufacturing. After its beginning, the company quickly gained recognition for its gourmet plant-based meat alternatives. In just a few years, five of its products had won prestigious Great Taste Awards. Their reach also extends across the UK, with over 350 pubs and restaurants now serving their products. The company also partners with a growing list of wholesalers, thanks to its reputation for professional-grade products and excellent customer service. Its own manufacturing facility in Yorkshire gives them complete control over quality and innovation. They have seen some expansion with sales in Finland, Dubai, Singapore, and Costa Rica, with future launches planned in Europe and the Americas. We discussed BBEE Level 1 in the briefing today. This refers to the highest broad-based Black economic empowerment rating a business can achieve in South Africa under the government's BBEE framework. This framework is designed to redress the inequalities of apartheid by promoting economic participation and ownership by Black South Africans. The benefits of this certification is that customers prefer to do business with Level 1 companies because they earn 135% procurement recognition. Companies with higher BBEE levels are preferred suppliers in government and many private sector procurement processes. Thank you all for joining us. I truly appreciate our discussions, and I'll now hand things off to Neil.
Thanks for that, Paul. Always good to hear about what's going on with the deal desk. Good afternoon, everyone. This month, we will focus on an existing originator, an Ireland-based client that has significantly expanded their presence in the construction sector through the use of credit services. They joined the exchange in 2018 and since traded a total of 16.7 million euro exclusively via their DETR facility. Our client is a leading electrical contractor delivering a broad range of services across residential, commercial and industrial sectors. They've expanded their operations not only across Ireland and the UK, but also into mainland Europe. The trade desk has received highly positive feedback from the client, who credited credits, support and working capital solutions as key enablers in securing international tenders and growing their business. Since joining the exchange, our relationship with this originator has consistently strengthened. To briefly revisit the DETR model, this involves credit purchasing debtor invoices at a discounted rate, thereby unlocking immediate working capital for the originator. Typically, credit pays 80% of the invoice's face value as the purchase payment price, with the remaining 20% less cost of funds held as a reserve. These funds can be used for day-to-day operations or to pursue new business opportunities, such as tendering for complex, high-value international projects. When an invoice is sold on the credit trading platform, funds are released to the client the same day. Assuming the debtor settles after 60 days, the reserve is then released, less cost of funds, subject to a reserve and overdue policies. Credit earns a modest profit based on the duration of the receivable, which is used to settle investor returns and intermediary commissions. While the construction sector does carry some perceived risk, our risk management team takes a proactive approach to protecting investor funds. In higher risk scenarios, we may reduce the standard purchase payment price from 80% to 70%, thereby increasing the reserve held to mitigate potential defaults. Additionally, in cases involving long-term contracts, credit often holds funding at the penultimate invoice to account for industry-specific practices such as final invoice chargebacks. Progress reports and billing schedules are reviewed regularly to ensure alignment with contractual obligations and project milestones. One standout example of this originator's success is their trading relationship with CBRE, now their largest debtor. Initially modest, trade volumes with CBRE have grown steadily and have now reached 7.6 million since their approval on the exchange. This growth is largely attributed to the originator's ability to win high-value contracts for CBRE-led data center projects in Dublin, Paris, Brussels, and Amsterdam. Despite some minor occurrences of credit notes and deductions, less than 5% of total trading value, the 30% reserve has proven sufficient to cover these discrepancies, and to date, CBRE has remitted a total of 7.4 million euro, affirming their status as a dependable payer. According to CBRE's Global Data Center Trends of 2025, demand for data centers continues to rise worldwide, spurred by the growth of AI, streaming, gaming, autonomous vehicles, and high-performance computing. CBRE identifies data centers as essential digital infrastructure expected to remain resilient in volatile markets and continue attracting strong investor interest. The top four European markets for data centers, Frankfurt, London, Amsterdam, and Paris, are a focal point for this trend, and our client currently maintains an active presence in two of these core markets. Credit remains firmly committed to its foundational mission, supporting and funding Irish enterprises. We take pride in helping our clients grow, win new business, and expand internationally, all powered by the strength and stability of Credita Investor Funds. Hope you found this presentation informative. I will now pass you to Maria, who's going to discuss key global factors along with Credita's recent trading figures. Thank you.
Thanks, Neil. It's always interesting to hear about the various originator companies on the exchange and some of the trades that we do. So as we stated before, Credit will always try to stay informed on what's happening in the world when looking for any new business. Trades that are meaningful to us and have an impact in today's current affairs will always be available, as they are what the world and the market is focusing on. So moving to the Baltic Index, we saw that May started off at 1,421. The index fluctuated throughout the month, reaching a low of 1,268. It slowly increased in the latter half of the month before ending at a figure of 1,425. The Baltic Index was recorded at 1,665 as of today. As mentioned in other briefings, we promise to continuously keep an eye on the global economy and factor in geopolitical issues that can cause ongoing effects to the market. Moving to global news, we saw the Eurozone business activity stalled in June, with PMI data showing flat growth linked to weak services and manufacturing. The flash Eurozone composite PMI for June remained at 50.2 points, unchanged from May, and narrowly above the 50-point threshold that separates expansion from contraction. The services PMI edged up as expected to 50 from 49.7, while the manufacturing PMI was unchanged at 49.4. The latest data shows regional disparities widening, with Germany, the bloc's largest economy, posting a marginal return to growth, while France continued its downward trajectory. With inflation also continuing to ease, markets widely expect the European Central Bank to hold its benchmark rate steady at 2% during its next policy meeting in July. Looking at the UK economy remained in a sluggish state at the end of the second quarter, according to early PMI survey data. The S&P Global Flash UK Composite reported a reading of 50.7 in June, up from 50.3 in May. Concerns over the impact of tariffs on US imports were greatly behind the slump. Despite this, some businesses are reporting confidence, and this is a result of the US striking new trade deals with countries including the UK. With inflation also easing in the UK, the Bank of England has hinted at further interest rate cuts, which could come as soon as August. Moving to the US, we see US consumer confidence unexpectedly decline in June, decreasing 5.4 points to 93, due to lingering anxiety about the potential impacts on the economy and job market from higher US import duties. Though concerns about inflation ticked down slightly in June, it remains a major concern among respondents, who frequently mentioned higher prices in tandem with tariffs. Investors remain cautious, referencing geopolitical and social unrest in the Middle East. Despite this, stocks rose to near record levels on Wednesday. The S&P 500 was unchanged, while the Nasdaq Composite edged up, leaving both about 1% from their all-time highs. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 0.2%, or around 107 points. Moving to the last section, I will discuss the briefing itself. You will see the figures in the first section showing the active RSA of 50.95 million euro, with 68.59 million euro fully allocated. If we look to the right-hand side of the briefing, we can see the credit index is 67, with the trading figure for the month recorded at 6.12 million euro, with all available ETR in the market fully utilized. Credit control collections this month amounted to 2.71 million euro, with the exchange's performance once again continuing to jump ahead of all prior years. Our list of top 10 largest holdings and top 10 rated once again contain regular appearances from EKFB, Atradius, and the HSE. At the top of the list, similar to last month's briefing, is construction debtor EKFB. CBRE is also back near the top, with Geogas Trading and Tarmac Trading moving higher, making another appearance. Our donut graph shows the wide variation of our investments, with the largest sections again in wholesale and retail, construction, manufacturing, and hospitality. These different sectors have familiar debtors on our top 10 largest holdings, with regular and reoccurring ones, as well as new debtors being added monthly. The performance in wholesale and retail was the highest this month, with CBRE and Atradius representing the sector. Hospitality was our second largest in performance this month, followed by construction, which is represented by EKFB in our largest holdings for May. These donut graphs continue to show the strong levels of diversification employed throughout credit. If we look at the performance sector, we see that for month 5 of 2025, trading totaled 6.12 million euro, which is circa 33% lower than the 9.65 million euro traded in month 5 of 2024. Volumes remained steady for this month as the value-to-volume ratio increased again in line with higher value and quality traded ETRs. Investor redemptions increased to 1.31 million euro, with the credit index at 67 for May. Finally, the shipping sector registered the largest trade in May at $365,000. Our trend section shows the interest rate for the month running outside of the current demand, fixed and term rates. We can see from the briefing that the interest rate started at 2.106% and increased throughout the first half of May, reaching 2.128%. It fluctuated slightly during the middle of the month before leveling off again to end the month at 2.128%, with potential for June's rates to ease and remain steady. As you all know from previous months, our investable rates on offer for the three products currently stand at demand at 3.50%, fixed at 4.25% for 12 months, and term at 15% at the end of 36 months. This section shows that demand for investable is starting to level off and show consistency. With the combination of the new rates and the equitable ETS, which has been a topic with many of you and Patrick, this is expected to continue to grow. And as before, the briefing document ends with the RSA figure of 50.95 million euro. And that concludes this month's briefing for May 2025.